It's not every day that you get a brand new world premiere production being performed right here in Bangor, the historic Bangor Opera House and Penobscot Theater Company. Even more impressive when it's a world premiere of a musical production. And what could be better than that? Well, having it written by one of our own right here in Bangor, Maine. That's what's happening this weekend as Penobscot Theater presents Trapped, the musical. And joining us in studio to talk about it, Jen Shepherd from Penobscot Theater Company, and members of the cast, Marie Anello and Michelle Zink Munoz. Welcome to all of you this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great to have you here. Well, Jen, because I understand you know the writer, one of the writers pretty well, can you give us the backstory of how this all came to be?
Sure. So Larenz Fingerhut is the composer, main bass. Many people have seen him music directing in Beauty and the Beast and Elf and other such musicals. He had an idea after he read Trevor Corson's The Secret Life of Lobsters. He felt like there was a story in there about the sort of clash between science and lobstering, something we know so well here. And the point the book makes is that it's best when it's in balance. Mm. So he wrote a musical about that and also about the effects of that sort of drew in tourism versus, you know, who gets to say how Maine should be developed. And that's part of the conversation of the play or the musical, but it's also, of course, just like very funny and uplifting. And Andy Inninger is the other person who wrote that, and he's an LA-based playwright.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about your characters. Marie, you play Izzy. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah, I'm playing Dr. Isabella Munt. She's a marine biologist, very, very overworked, very underappreciated. She comes to the town at the behest of her funder, who's a kind of seedy billionaire. And she is in search of, am I allowed to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. She is in search of a giant, ancient, super breeding lobster.
Ooh.
The super lobster. And wow. So she is in search of this super lobster, and it's brought her to this town. And she is desperate to sort of finally get recognition for all of her work, but at the same time gets sort of drawn into the machinations of this billionaire who basically just wants to turn the whole place into an over-commercialized theme park.
Sure.
And maybe she also finds love along the way.
Love and a super lobster. Yeah, that's a good time. Now, do you have a lot of marine biology in your background?
No, not at all. My background is actually, I was trained as an opera singer, and I'm based in New York. I do, you know, opera, musical theater, jazz, cabaret, the whole shebang. But no, I didn't know that much about marine biology going into this. And when I auditioned, I just kind of was throwing my name in there for any of the female characters. And so I was really excited when I was considered for this role. And after I got it, I have watched a few YouTube videos about marine biology. Now, I know a lot about sea slugs now.
that's useful to have, and I imagine it's going to serve you well after this show.
Oh, absolutely. Sea slug knowledge is imperative in the theater.
And we were chatting before we came on. This is your first time doing a show here in Maine, and how nice that you could be here for record-setting cold last weekend.
It's really wild, because I'm originally from Southern California, and we're used to beautiful sunshine all the time and very dry heat. And so being here in the midst of all of that was interesting. But thankfully we weathered it okay.
And Michelle, you were here last summer, what we call the good days.
Then
you saw enough of that. You said, yeah, I'll come back. How bad could it be January and February and May?
You know, it's not as bad as I expected. I think I knew how to plan ahead in terms of the layering.
That's the key. So you have already learned the principles of layering.
Exactly.
That's it. That's
right.
You play Butch in the show. Can you tell us about your character?
Yeah, so I am Izzy's assistant. I was hired by a developer for Lobster World, this amusement park within the show. And I was hired on to help Izzy and make sure that she stays on track. Butch is an ex-con, so there's a bit more to her story there. I can't go into too much depth because I don't want to spoil the story,
no.
But just a little look into her life.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Butch has layers.
Butch has many layers.
Like an onion, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. How exciting is it for you to be part of a world premiere production?
I love it. I've worked on quite a few new works when I was in college, and it's really just exciting to originate your own role. There's nothing to compare it to. You get to discover all of these choices and this person all on your own. Really exciting.
And to be working with one of the creators too, that's got to make it extra special.
Oh, absolutely. Like one of the beauties of working with Larence, especially in this production, is obviously the characters were written and set before we came in, but from a musical perspective, he's really tailored the music to our vocal strengths. You know, like I wasn't sure coming into this whether it would be solely like a very contemporary, like belty kind of pop sounding musical. And instead, Larence has, because I have the operatic training, like he's utilized that. And there's a lot of like kind of legit classic sounding stuff. Like, you know, Michelle sounds incredible. Like the role really suits her voice. It's really nice to see that kind of come together in the rehearsal process. And at one point we were working on a particular song that I was singing with our lead, Ira Kramer. And Ira was like, oh, it's a little low, could we take it up? And Larence is like, well, Marie, you can sing a high G, right? I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, we can do that. And so,
G above high C? Oh.
No, not above high C.
Only dogs could hear that.
Yeah, that's the secret to this whole play. Only dogs can hear it. No, but in generally, like, working with Larence has been great because, yeah, he really just is. It's so nice to go to him and say, hey, can we adjust this? Hey, can we take this in a direction that's really going to show off the qualities of the voice and the character. So that's been wonderful.
Well, that sounds great. How did tech go?
It's been a journey. this was a very fast rehearsal process, much faster than 9 to 5, which was my last experience here. So, but overall, it's coming together very well, and we have finally done a full run through of the show, and tonight we have our first audience, Pay What You Can, which is so exciting.
Yeah. The thing about the tech is, like, the crew has been wonderful, and it's been so wonderful to see. You're going to love this set. This set is fantastic, and they've put so much amazing thought and work into it. The big thing was really figuring out a lot of minutia, like, this isn't even a spoiler, but there was at one point we were trying to figure out the technicalities of a lobster scampering special. I can't tell you what the lobster scampering special is, but believe me, there was a lot of trial and error.
Well, I bet.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah.
Jen, who else is part of the production team that's making this magic?
Well, it's a lot of local favorites and people that we're excited to have back on our stage. You'll see AJ Mooney, Ben Lehman, Ira Kramer, Doug Maswarb.
Doug is back?
I know. Fantastic. It's been a few years and he's back on the stage, and he really wanted to come back specifically for this. He was excited to be a part of a world premiere and to work with Larence, and so it's been really special. And then, you know, on the design side, Dan Bilodeau is joining us from UMaine. We have Alexis Foster is designing costumes along with a new person for us, Janet Sussman. And just a great, great team. And like Marie said, the set also has some fun surprises, I think, that come up. And today someone came in to take photos and they said, it's like I'm on the coast of Maine, which I just think is the perfect compliment. Not, and it's coast of Maine in summer.
Okay, good. I was going to ask that.
Yeah, not in winter. Yes, I saw it on your face. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, it's very exciting. World premiere production, Trap the Musical, the official opening this weekend. Tickets available, of course, at the box office. Go see Amy and the crew at the Bangor Opera House. Give them a call, 942-3333. You can go online, penobscottheater.org. You want to be able to tell your friends you saw this first ever production. That's some exciting stuff. I know it will all go well, but break legs to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll try and keep the weather like it is today for the next couple of weeks.
I'm counting on you to
really
do that.
Hope so.
Yeah, Rich, come on, do something.
Listen, with Stephen King owns the station, we've got some influence here.
Oh, so good.
We'll make some things happen. Jen, always great to see you.
You too, Rich. Thank
Please
you.
Give our best to Larence and everybody in the cast and crew.
Will do.
All right. Penobscot Theater's Trap the Musical coming up this weekend. Check it out. We know you'll love it.